Should have called what's her name to get her started on that convo.
Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We're going to have Trent Light. First, Mark Hamden coming on at the bottom of the hour to talk about a very cowardly crook and recorder in Douglas County. And then Trent Lives is coming on because he got Loomered. But first, Chuck, you wanted to talk a little bit about Laura Loomer. You've been fascinated with Laura Loomer and exactly what is her role, lack of role, whatever, in the Trump White House.
And do we have a little thing to kind of a drum
yeah,
roll?
Yeah, so
thing
people don't know. Sure, we could play a little bit of video first. So Laura Loomer, she's really active on social media, particularly Twitter, sort of a private investigator. She's got her own show on Twitter. And this is just real quick, just a little excerpt of it so you can see what she looks like. So, Doug, if you could please play the Laura Loomer sound clip.
Place this weekend. Here on Loomer Unleashed, we exclusively reported the fact that Fauci's torture labs, where they were torturing innocent beagles and other animals, but mostly beagles, the funding for this was going to continue into the Trump administration. Everybody had known about the Fauci experiments and the torture of beagles because it was a really big issue during the presidential campaign season. And Fauci, of course, was put on blast for torturing these innocent animals, an investigation which was exclusively uncovered by the White Coat Waste Project, a fantastic organization.
So there you go. That's Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer. Now, Laura Loomer is perhaps the most hated person in all of Washington, D.C. she does what she basically does, among many other things, is she vets all these people in administration to see whether they are possible traitors. And then she goes to Trump and identifies them. Now, she does other things, too. In her investigations there, she was doing something on the Epstein file. But the left hates her because they want the traitors in the administration. They don't want nice Democrats being kicked out of the Trump administration that are in good standing. And then all of the Bushy, never Trumpers, moderate squishies also hate her because she's identifying their people. They're squishy, they're the people, so they hate her. And then, she's got that kind of, I don't know, that Jewish share almost. She reminds me of a Jewish share. And that just pisses people off.
Well, and I think what brought this to light is she is kind of being blamed slash given the credit for getting the head of the Mike Waltz out of the NSA and that Andrew Wong guy out of the NSA doing some vetting for them, and apparently got herself a meeting with Trump, and then so it's not clear what her access is. And you listened to a whole interview where she was going to be sort of given a job at the Trump administration, then not given a job at the Trump administration. She's in some ways, if you follow her, and I read more of her stuff, she's a nut job. I mean, she shoots, and we'll talk to Trent Lisey about this in a second, fast and loose, and her main point, well, first of all, I kind of think her main point is to get followers, and that's how she makes some of her money. But she's also extremely loyal to President Trump.
She loves Trump. She does.
Right.
Trump loves to, point her out and say, "Oh, there's Laura Loomer," and have her on the jet.
Gives her credit, right?
And they keep on telling people, "Okay, get Laura a job in our administration," and they all go, "Oh, sure." Sure, and then they put it in the round file. Not about to hire her, so she gets screwed over there.
She reminds me of when I was a TV reporter, I had a I don't know what you would call him, because he was more than a source. And it was similar to Laura Loomer. He was a private investigator, right? And sometimes he did great stuff. He was, remember when Sheriff Sullivan out of Arapahoe County was the you know, beloved sheriff. And then all of a sudden it turns out that he's like this sex crazed, you know, gay sex. Yeah. I mean, a lot of problems came up. Well, this guy, I worked a lot with him, and the trouble was sometimes he would be absolutely on target and he was absolutely invaluable. And other times he would be completely wrong, and you couldn't always tell. So to me, if I'm the Trump administration, you want to kind of keep Laura, at least Trump, you want to keep Laura Loomer's, you know, you want to read her texts, I think, but I could sort of see why you wouldn't want her actually having an office in the White House, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, and she did expose Mike Waltz. And that shows you really how, you know, every organization you get into, and you always wonder, you know, that old country western song by, you know, is this really the way Hank did it? Did Hank really do it this way? And the answer is yes. They're all kind of, all human organizations are incredibly faulty, and none of them are particularly mature. And so how do you get an administration? How do they kick you out of the administration? I mean, Mike Waltz has made NSA. That's what Flynn was when they kicked, you know, they got to him because they wanted to make sure he didn't reveal what they were trying to do to Trump. So you'd think you'd have somebody, you know, really close to Trump and really, you know, this is one you wanted to get right. Well, they didn't get it right. They asked Susie Waltz, who is his
Wiles, staff, Susie Wiles,
and his chief of staff. And she said, oh, yeah, Mike Waltz is great. I love him. So they hire him, and she looked into it and said, wait a minute, this is a Trumpy. It's a neocon. I mean, he'll totally screw you. And he hired
And then he had the whole Signal chat thing. So, yeah.
Oh, no, Alex Wong, and he's even more lefty than the other one. And he hired all these other lefties. I mean, Brian Welsh, Thomas Brody, David Phelps. They all have... You know, they all kind of hate Trump, and they're certainly not MAGA people, but they want to be part of the government. And so you hire somebody who's iffy, like Waltz, and by the time you get down to the third, fourth row, you've got a pure traitor on your hands. And Waltz, it was so funny because Waltz, you know, had Signalgate, and on it was Goldberg from The Atlantic. And he said, I don't know how he got on there. And there are a couple of people who said, we know how he got on there. You're a source for him. That's why he got on there, because you had his number. And
now
his
he
name.
Denies that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, he did. Of course, what is he going to do? Yeah, I've been leaking this false Goldberg for quite some time now, and he's just a good friend. When Goldberg was asked, he said he claimed he didn't even know who he was. Goldberg who? And then Goldberg said, yeah, no, he does know me. And then pictures come up with him and Goldberg at events and stuff. So there's no question that he was a source for Goldberg.
You know, I'm going to push, and I don't want to get an argument. I'm going to push on that. I don't know about all of that. But I think
have to know all about that. I'm telling you, I promise you, that's what happened.
Okay, well, let's bring on Trent Lisey, because what's interesting is Laura Loomer, while she's doing some great stuff, I think, vetting for Trump, she's also sort of a hired gun to a certain extent.
Well, she doesn't make any money because she's not on the government. She does get no payroll. So she has Loomer strategies, and she can be hired to go get your enemies and try to destroy them, whatever way you'd like to destroy them.
And that's what they call it getting...
She does it for money. And now let's bring Trent Lisey on. Trent was a candidate in CD4 and is gaining some good traction. We had him on our program. We liked him. And a lot of other people liked him. And he went down to Mar-a-Lago to try to get Trump's blessing. And there he got loomered. So, Trent, great to have you on.
Good to be on. You know, hey, you can sign up for her services and find out stuff on Julie if you want. So, you know, it's there.
Well, that's what she said. She says, you know, for married couples, I do great.
I
You're
know,
in
I
one
know. Maybe
person.
there's stuff out there on Julie you don't know about. So
Well, I'm sure there is, and not that I would have anything to hide, but you know, I'm sure she could, you know.
And what happens is what Laura Loomers, and that's what we wanted to talk to Trent, and then I want to get to who we think hired her, because so this is back when Ken Buck astonished anybody by announcing he wasn't going to run, which made CD4 wide open. Trent Lisey jumped in, and as Chuck said, seemed to be gaining traction. And all of a sudden, these bizarre reports came out by somebody I'd never heard of before. Laura Loomer's all over the place. And of course, the lefty media was quick to pick it up, talking, I mean, implying weird sex, abuse, all these scandals. I mean, all of which are like not true. What she did that I really have a problem with, she raised it, then says, oh, not true. Okay, and then she moves on, right? I mean, and we don't
well,
know.
That's
I don't
what
think
she does.
Right.
She's an official viper. I mean, that's what she does. You know,
and my big question,
she can take anything in politics and then extend it and make it seem like it's something that it bears no resemblance to the original deal. I forget what things did she sort of imply, and then you had a great response to them, but you know, the truth doesn't get out of bed until a lie is going once around the world.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a shock to me waking up on a Sunday morning, you know, with my phone blowing up from people saying, you know, what the heck's going on here? Because even to this day, I look back and I'm like, you know, what was so attractive with CD4 that someone like her had to get involved? But yeah, I mean, you know, I've only met her a couple times, you know, and I don't know her personally at all. You know, I wish that she would have handled it differently, you know, reached out like a real journalist would have done and said, you know, hey, you know, there's all of this stuff out there, you know, what's factual, what's not factual, what's truth, what's not truth. And then, you know, decide from there if there's a story or not, you know, and that's what she does really well at doing is stirring up a lot of stuff and just allowing her, because I really feel like she has tentacles out there to several other people who then pick it up and run with it and carry the story and make the story more egregious than what it really is, to the point where by the end of that day, I was some sex child predator type person. And it's like, what the hell is going on here? So,
I mean, never. So
no, but
bit...
she doesn't purport to be a journalist, and she doesn't purport people who hire her. I mean, she's out to destroy people, and she's out to destroy you for money. I mean, that was her job. It wasn't to check with you and make sure the sources were correct and what was true and not true. Her job was to tank your up and coming and promising campaign in CD4, and for whoever paid for it, and we have some ideas, we'll talk about it. She was successful, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, just, you know, for historical context, I mean, I was the first one to enter the race before Ken Buck dropped out. He dropped out about a month later. And, you know, it was about a month after that. This was right, I want to say the Sunday after Thanksgiving when this hit, or the, I think it was a Sunday after Thanksgiving is when this, when I got loomered, I guess is what they call it. And, you know, were we in conversations with President Trump about an endorsement? We were. You know, when all that stuff started going down, we, you know, I had people on my campaign staff reaching out to her directly that kind of knew her a little bit more than I did and said, hey, wait a minute, you know, you're getting the story all wrong. And she didn't care or blink an eye to say, hey, okay,
damage had
me.
Been done. She didn't even remotely attempt to correct it. Well, let me ask for timeline purposes. When did, because you remember Lauren Boebert, who was facing a pretty tough re-election campaign in CD3, decided to jump ship over to CD4. Timeline-wise, when did Lauren Boebert announce in all of this for CD4?
She announced, I want to say, the right after Christmas, I think, is when she announced that she was jumping in. Now, I've heard, now, I think, you know, I was hearing grumblings early on around October, November timeframe that there's a possibility that she may be switching, but there was never any factual I did reach out to Drew Sexton at one point and said, "Hey, is this true?" And he wouldn't confirm or deny it.
Yeah.
So we just kind of said, "Whatever, whatever's going to happen is going to happen." So, I know that when I was on your show talking about this right after I was rumored, I speculated that it could have been, Dev Flora, and of course a whole bunch of people went in outrage over that. And I said, look, I don't know. She was the only other opponent in the race at that time. And, her and I were kind of going back and forth at it. And, I also said, hey, if there's no direct proof, if there's nothing, I'd be the first one to come on here and say that, it wasn't her. Now, do I think it was her? No, I don't think it was her that had anything to do with it. We've speculated like, oh, maybe it's this guy, maybe it's that person, maybe it's this candidate, maybe it's that candidate. But what it all boils down to at the end of the day is somebody paid her to do it and she did it. And I would say by three things really frustrated me with that whole thing. One is, she got the facts completely wrong. I'm
Right.
not saying that there wasn't anything factual that she reported on. I'm just saying she got the story wrong. Okay.
Right.
She didn't even reach out to say, hey, what really happened here? And I had journalists reach out to me and they were like, oh, okay. I mean,
Right.
even Kyle Clark reached out to me and said, hey, help me understand this. I did. And he's like, okay, makes sense. What she's doing is not right. And I mean, this is Kyle Clark saying this to me. And the fact that, she didn't put a stop to some of the very egregious, sexual stuff that she literally put out there and then ran. And what was really frustrating is that there was a lady who holds Twitter Spaces and held a pretty big Twitter space for me on this. And Loomer joined it.
Yeah.
She was on it, but she didn't say a thing. But
No.
she had her people on there, making comments and saying things. And it's like, wait a minute, if you're going to come out and do something like this, back it up, like challenge me. Let's have a conversation about it, because I'm not afraid of her. And then the third thing that really bothered me was that, when she said that I was fake MAGA, right? Like I'm not MAGA, I'm not Trump, I'm using this. And I'm like, lady, it's like, look, I got a Trump mannequin, okay? It's like, I'm not fake MAGA here. I've supported and loved President Trump ever since he questioned Obama's birth certificate. So it's like, and I'm very diehard loyal to him, which is why I pulled out of the race and said to Lauren Boebert, look, I'm not running against another Trump candidate. She was going to win at the end of the day anyways. And so to me, it's like, I found that disloyal to Trump by continuing to stay in the race. And so, and to me, it's like, and I've said this to so many people who are close to her, and I've said, look, there's so many more people you can attack. You don't like Lauren Boebert, then go attack her. I know she doesn't like her at all. Like, go attack her. Go attack, Jeff Herd. Go attack all of these fake Republican so-called MAGA people, and those are the real enemies, not me. I'm not your
Well,
enemy.
and I think here's and the thing to keep in mind too is like which I firmly believe. I mean, this is Laura Loomer didn't know who you were. Laura Loomer doesn't even know Colorado has a CD4, right? Before all of this. Somebody, Chuck, as you said, this is what she does for money. Somebody hired her to kneecap you early in the race. And I can't imagine that it was a Democrat. I don't know why a Democrat would, the Democrats like, we don't even care about CD4, right? What do you think, or now I don't know, I don't mean to, well, I do mean to put you on the spot. Do you want to speculate as to who you think might have been involved, or do you have any evidence, or what, just in general, then what do you think?
No, I don't have any direct evidence. For a while I was trying to dig, I was looking at campaign finance reports, and it's like, okay, it's not going to say Laura Loomer
Laura
was
Loomer.
paid, so it's like, it's going to go through some fake company or some fake something, that money gets, transitioned through. I mean, I've had one person say, hey, I think it's this person. I have another person said, hey, I think it's this person. And after a while I just stopped. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. It's done. It's over with. It's shady, crappy politics. And to me, it's obviously, I was a threat to somebody.
Right.
And, I feel like I feel like that maybe, I mean, were we in conversations with Trump? Yes. Was he probably going to endorse me had Boebert not entered the race? I think so, because those were the conversations that we were having with him. And so, we literally had a conversation with him a couple days or 3 or 4 days before the Loomer thing happened. And so, and then when Boebert jumped in, he basically said, "Look, I'm not going to endorse anybody,
Right.
until this figure until it gets, figured out on who's who." So, it'd be nice to know one day who it was. Will it ever happen? Probably not. But I don't know. Maybe you guys have better answers than I do. So.
No, and I don't, it reminds me though, Chuck, of sort of the old Bob Beaupre dark money campaigns, right? Where the dem where the there were factions, and I will say my guess is it came from the unity faction of the Colorado Republican Party in some way, shape, or form, right? Because that's been their MO. The unity faction of the party is the one that does these attack ads and these attack mailers, all of it anonymous, right? Going after other Republicans, and I don't know who would have done it. And it could have been a PAC. It might not have been, how do I want to say it? It might not have been something that a candidate might have been specifically directly involved in. I don't know. Chuck, what do you think?
Yeah, that old Italian phrase, cui bono, who does it benefit? It benefited two people who are totally opposite in personalities. One's Deb Flora, who's certainly on the surface, and as far as I know, couldn't be a nicer person. And then it could be Lauren Boebert, who, has been called, our white trash. And she's very vicious and everything else. But either one's campaign could have done it. Either one could, the campaign
Somebody
manager
supporting their campaign, you
could have
know.
said, "We got to get that Trent Lisey out of the way, and we know Loomer does this work for X amount of money down in Florida. Let's pay him." So I would say it's one of the two, to me, undoubtedly, because it cost too much money. She didn't come cheap. Just somebody said, "I don't like that Trent Lisey." No,
Yeah,
it
it
yeah.
it's not. It's going to be
Well,
one
and
of the two.
it's amazing, Chuck, how many people are truly afraid of her.
They should be.
And
Yeah.
it's like, look, I have the utmost respect for the previous leadership, and I'm not dogging them at all, but I mean, I was disappointed in the statement that they put out about me. I think a lot of it is that, maybe they were afraid of Laura Loomer as well. A lot of the really good people who backed me and endorsed me, called and said, "Hey, I got a call from Loomer. I've got to back out." So, it's like, and there were people who endorsed me or who, shared me on Twitter or whatever, and came out with these posts saying, "Oh, I didn't know him. I was asked to do
Right.
this," that, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, how do you say you don't know me? Like, we've had a discussion, So it's just, so it was like, to me, I mean, even to this day, it's still a shocker. I do sometimes sit back and be like, what was the motivation other than money? That's the only motivation here that had to happen. And it happened. It is what it is. I'm not saying, I've never hid behind my past and never intended to hide behind anything. But there's certainly a different way that everything could have happened. But when money's involved, and I do believe, I mean, you don't do this unless you're getting paid. And
No, well, and she, like I said, I go back to, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I would do for, I mean, she had stuff and videotapes. I mean, somebody was feeding her stuff, right? And like I said, if you were to have said to Laura Loomer before all this, what do you think about that CD4 race in Colorado? Her answer probably would have been, I think nothing about it, right? I mean, that's not like it was. So somebody put it on her radar. And let's check, as you've done your research, this is what she did for a living. And again, good for her. Sometimes she digs up some good stuff and gets people vetted that should be vetted for Donald Trump. But again, I go back to my bet is that this was some other unity, establishment faction that wanted to try to get Trent Lisey out of the way, to clear the way, as Chuck said, who benefits for somebody else. And that's,
well,
just,
there was no real establishment candidate in the race. I mean, yeah, it was such an overwhelmingly Republican district that I don't think it was the establishment side of the Republican Party, because they really weren't running anybody. Sonnenberg, I guess, and some others, Holtorf, but they're not big enough players to know. You have to have somebody who knows that Laura Loomer's out there and you can hire her, and then you're going to have the money to pay her. And so a congresswoman would have the money. Deb Flora has the money. So that would be my strong guess, though I don't have any real idea whether it's those two, but it can't be just anybody. And it is politics. I mean, politics is not fair. It's ugly. The people who practice it, if you're not ugly to begin with, you become ugly pretty quickly. What Gorsuch's mother wrote the book, Are You Tough Enough? And when she found out, and she got screwed over by Reagan and other people who she thought were, the gods of her life, she found out, if they're coming after you and you're a negative, as far as we're concerned, we'll cut the boat off and you'll sink. And that's that's how ugly politics is. And if you don't want to get into it, it just isn't. It is, I think, brings out the worst in human beings.
Except for us.
It really does.
Well, yeah, it does. I would say we do a better job of ripping ourselves apart than we do attacking Democrats. Unfortunately, that's just how it is. We're very cutthroat towards each other. And we saw it in CD4 with 10 candidates in the race. And now you're seeing kind of how all the chips are, starting to lay out after several months post-election here, and who's getting preferential treatment in CD4 and who's aligning with who and who's getting special jobs. And it's like, I'm never going to come out and bash, Congresswoman Boebert, but it's just like, I see what's going on up in Weld County, and
I'm going to bash you here for a second, and then we got to let Trent go because we got Mark Hamden. But this ties
this
in.
The same thing happened in a different way. Laura Loomer was involved, but where a reporter gets the clerk to be fearful by calling him up and stuff. Not totally a dissimilar subject.
Yeah, with Mark Hamden. But just real quick with Lauren Boebert, and then Trent will let you go. I find it very interesting that Lauren, and we're going to have Ash Epp on the show Monday to talk about this, that Lauren Boebert, who was completely silent and has been completely silent through the entire Tina Peters thing, right? Tina Peters is a political prisoner. Donald Trump, now, not a word from Heidi Ganahl or Lauren Boebert, nothing, even though a lot of stuff going on about what Lauren Boebert's involvement with all of that was and what she knew and what she was encouraging and things like that. All of a sudden, now that Donald Trump is like, well, I think the DOJ should do everything they can to make sure that Tina Peters is released. All of a sudden, Lauren Boebert is on the Tina Peters train, right? It's like for years.
She's she did everything. Yeah. She was the one who got Trump to do it. I mean, she's. And she was on with Jeff Hunt, and he was just praising her endlessly.
And it's like she's been
standing up for Tina. It's all bullshit. She's lying through her teeth. Just lying through her teeth. But
that's how it is in this arena, even in the Trump arena. I mean, even when, and I agree with you, I get so mad at people who, who claim to be Tina Peters fans and support her and love her, but yet you're like so sucked and glued into the establishment crew who've been very silent on anything to do with Tina Peters, because it's not a winning subject at the time that it should, they should be fighting for the whole time. And, even at the Trump Aurora rally, I'm sitting here and I've got people who are completely anti-Trump they're, and I say anti-Trump because they don't like to support him. They don't come out and publicly say, oh, yeah, I support Trump. I like Trump. They won't do it, or have distanced themselves from me. I mean, Heidi Gnall said, Trent, I can't have you helping me in Northern Colorado because you're too Trumpy for me. And now she goes and runs around like she's this biggest Trump supporter in Colorado. It's like, give me a break. You paid for your pictures. You ran down to Mar-a-Lago to try to get a job. Now you're trying to cater by bringing Eric Trump here. It's like, get off of it, lady. Like, just move on with your life. Go do your little dog thing and move on. So,
That's all right. Hey, listen, on that note,
well, that positive.
All right. I just had to say it. So.
We're going
to
let you go. Trent, thank you all for coming on. Thank you for the work that you do. We appreciate it. And switching. So, as you know, as Chuck, as you pointed out, then wanted to bring Mark Hampton from Parker Conservatives on. And they're having a great meet. The Parker Conservatives has the best meeting. And you were going to have a whole bunch of people talking about election integrity, including
tonight, Julie.
It's tonight. Yeah. Including the Douglas County clerk, but not so much anymore because, well, they'll either explain it. Hey, Mark, thank you for your time. And why don't you explain what kind of happened here?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. Just in the last couple weeks or at least the last month, we've been hitting the newspapers. A couple nights ago, my phone blew up because some guy rushed to reason. I have no idea who this is, but he was talking about me two nights ago. My phone just starts blowing up. Oh, you got to get on there. And I'm like, oh, could care less about this guy. And then this other guy about a week ago wrote this article about, I'm an election denier and I'm having these election people in and, and I didn't respond to him. I don't talk to journalists. I just don't.
Well, and I'm going to interrupt here 1 second, because this guy, he was with the Times Recorder. He's not a journalist. The Times Recorder is a Soros-funded Democrat hack operation. I mean, Ted Trimpa helped set the whole thing up, right? It's like, it's a bunch of organizations. Colorado Polls is one of them. It's all the same people. They're all funded by Soros and Media Matters, and they're just Democrat operations. So he's not a journalist, even though that's hard to tell these days. No,
but it is, they call Republicans the party of stupid. And they are. And they said, look, we'll set up this thing up. And Jason Salzman doesn't hide behind it. He said, yeah, it's mine because the Republicans are so stupid. I'll just put a nice name on top and I'll hire some tranny reporters who are really vicious and I'll get some others in there. And they will treat us as if we were the New York Times. And all they do is attack Republicans. That's the sole and only, they put other articles in just a bit, but that's the sole and only purpose. So the Republican clerk and recorder of Douglas County takes his call and she cowardly says, no, I won't come out to the Parker Conservatives because of some weirdo reporter from the super left. I mean,
it might as well be. Even worse than that, it'd be like if AOC called her and said, hey, you shouldn't go. I mean, these people are extremely progressive. It's not even a reporter. Any Republican, and then Mark will let you talk, I just have to vent this, who even responds to the Colorado Times report. I mean, again, just treat it as if, Kamala Harris were calling you or something like that, Don't respond.
Yeah, I know it'd be more like AOC. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't do interviews because they just get twisted to suit whatever narrative they want to have.
Right.
And so I just took on early on that I just don't talk to reporters, And the other thing that they all have their butts hurt because I'm very vocal about, we don't invite journalists into our meeting. Yeah. Our meetings we're a private organization and I meet in a private meeting space that I rent. So I have the ability not to let anybody in that I don't want to have come in. And we put a sign, all the meeting notices have that we don't allow journalists into the meetings. And even on our the door where you come in, I post it every meeting. And they all seem to have their butt hurt over that. What's going on by there?
They talk about election.
We want to have the freedom of being able to speak their conscience. And in a non-threatening environment where they don't have to worry about some guy from some paper or radio stations in there and going to parrot it back, spin it to what they really didn't say. So I really kind of try to watch after the people that come to our meeting and give them the respect that they deserve. And, you know, for Sherry Davis not to come, I mean, we weren't even going to talk about election integrity with her. We were going to talk about the home rule election that's coming up in June, because she'll be overseeing that. And there's just a lot of questions in regards to how's it going to be conducted, you know, finance, political finance. Well, it comes to find out there is none for it. So there was a lot of that. So she wasn't even going to be in there. I got, you know, Sean and Mark coming tonight. And, but part of, you know, our meetings is I may not always agree with the people that come and speak, but, you know, we'll pull anywhere from 80 to 200 people.
Yeah. You're the biggest one in Colorado. I would say easily. And
they kind of tell me what they want to hear about. Right. It's an educational type thing. So they can form their own opinions. They don't have to have my opinion. They should have their own. And I provide that out there on an ongoing basis. I have people that come and speak and I'm like going, well, I don't believe in that. But some of the people that come to my meeting do. And they want to hear from that. They want that other side of that opinion. So,
well, and the whole election denier thing, it's a boogeyman that the left throws around. And I don't know why any Republican falls for it anymore, because the election denier thing has been proven to be just as much a hoax as the Russia hoax, just as much a hoax as the Hunter Biden laptop is an FBI thing. All of these COVID, you know, came from, you know, a marketplace in China. All of this, you know, the masks work, 6 feet distance, all of the hoaxes that they have perpetuated on us, this election denier, they keep throwing that out too. I mean, just even today, and I think Jacob sent me a thing, a Colorado postal worker pled guilty to using ballots that she was getting from the mail and voting multiple ballots, right? So this whole thing, and Sean, they're not like election deniers. These are people who are election experts and they're election integrity experts. And the media just throws out, oh, election denier. And all of a sudden Republicans go, ooh, too scary, can't come to the meeting.
But you combine two of them. You do Colorado Township Quarter, which is acknowledged, they're just a Democratic shill, progressive one that goes after Republicans. Rush to Reason, the guy who runs that, is an establishment Republican as a radio show. And so they two work together to scare off this poor, pathetic clerk and recorder who's afraid to go talk to conservatives in part of the biggest conservative group in Colorado, which is the one who got her elected. She didn't get elected with Democratic
vote. We back Sherry Davis.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it's a lot. You just, I am not on the scale of Laura Loomer by any stretch of the imaginations, but I do go after people.
Yes,
now,
you do.
I don't get paid to do it, but I do it. I'm thoughtful about it. I make sure I do my due diligence on it, and I'll stand behind anything. And if I've ever got, and I have gotten things wrong a couple times, I'll go back and apologize in public. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that, because I do want it to be as on point as possible. But, you know, I've known Trent, you know, since he got into the race, and watched that whole thing kind of just evolve with him. And it was like, I'm like sitting there going, God, I can't believe people are making this big thing out of it. He was in a booby bar with a hat on. I'm like looking at it going, really? That's what we've devolved to? But, you know, a lot of people did get, you know, They got upset, but it was just ridiculous to see what went on. I mean, at some point, Julie, you and I have to talk. I have a feeling a little bit different on maybe who put the dogs on.
Oh, okay. We'll talk on that then. We can do that.
No, well, and
he might have some secret information.
It's just, you know, you take a look at what's been unfolding up in Weld County here recently.
Yeah.
And Trent's up in Weld County. So it may not be at the big level that we think. It may have been something a little bit more subtle.
Okay.
At the end of the day, like Trent said, we don't know.
Right. But okay, we can talk. I think, though, it's important to be on it, because I think it is important. And I think, and that's why I wanted to have you on too, to call out Republicans. When this is a time, I mean, what did Donald Trump tell us? Fight, 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 right?
Exactly.
And he's been doing it. And he comes out now and publicly supports Tina Peters, and he calls her a hostage. She needs to be released, right? This whole election denier thing. I mean, you've got cowardly Republicans, either that or Republicans who are not cowardly, but they're just rhinos, and they want to use it as an excuse to not support grassroots emphasis on election integrity. I just think it's important to, and you do a great job calling out like some of the Douglas County legislators who are like, you're like, what on earth are you voting for that for? Right. I mean, Parker Conservatives, the Honey Badger, We the People Network. I can't recommend them enough for people to check out if you want to see what the legislators, the difference between what they say they're going to do and what they really do.
Yeah. You know, it's no different than, you know, one of my favorite new people, you know, Daryl Failan, but it's F-A-I-L-A-N, Failan. But, you know, their whole thing, they're not going to endorse pre-primary. Well, he comes out and endorses her.
Yeah.
Help me understand this. 30 days ago, you said this, and now you're doing this. What are you doing?
That's right. That's right. No. And it's not even like it's like coming up. You know what I mean? It's like he could have waited.
He tried to roll it back and says, well, that was as a public, you know, not in my elected position is just, you know, John Q. Public. But I got to see. I think that came out on letterhead that said at the very bottom, vice chair, Colorado GOP.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know that. I got to find that really that article. If he hasn't deleted them all already.
But that's just typical though, right? It's like, we're the Unity Party. So they released the report attacking Dave falsely for finances. We're the Unity Party. We're not going to endorse anyone except for now. We're going to endorse the Americans for Prosperity.
We're
Jeff
moving on and we're just going to do election. And by the way, we demand an audit because we think the Republicans stole all this money and we're going to the Peter Boyle show and we'll do this and we'll do that. And you got to love them.
And Tom was talking the other day, you know, a forensic audit. You know, I'm in business. Just a regular audit for my company, my size is 60K.
Yeah.
You know, you get into a forensic, though, even a smaller organization, you're going to be at $100,500, $200,000.
So, the key to this one is they'll call it a forensic audit. And then what they'll do is a political audit.
They're going to get the Americans for Prosperity company to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the Americans for Prosperity do it and so forth. And only for 2 years. And they'll come out saying, we promised you a forensic audit and we've delivered it. And whoever's on the other side, they're guilty and we're wonderful. Thank you.
And we're wonderful. And we hate
Dave
Williams.
That's the way it is.
Who's also gone.
Because he all came out after Dave. And that's why he just published that little piece on going, hey, you know, if you understood anything and you take a look at his LLC, and I did talk to Dave to make sure I was getting some of my info right, and I ran through it. Says, you know, that means he made it after he paid all the taxes, so you know the GOP wouldn't have to do it. He netted somewhere probably between 57 and 65 per year over 2 years.
for that year of fun. You know,
so it's like, it isn't like, you know, oh, he double dipped. He did that. He did that. No, he didn't.
And I'm sure there's And now somebody here, it says that Failan said for identifying purposes only after the vice chair of Colorado GOP and then tried to say that it means just his personal endorsement. You know, either way, the whole thing is ridiculous. And you got to wonder, because it's not like Jeff Hurd's reelection is coming up any moment soon. You know, he's got some time. So,
I've monikered him Herd the Turd.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, listen.
Since he's fighting the, Trump's tariff stuff.
Exactly. Well, that's what AFP wants him to do, right? He's the one who can say that. Listen, we told you we'd get you off on time, so we will. Right. So, Mark, thank you for your time. Appreciate
it. Appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. Have a great show.
Okay. Right, it's Raymond Garcia. Okay. thank you, Raymond, who said that for identifying purposes only. Well, that's a thing, you know, and I just want to kind of hammer home for a few more minutes because I just think it's significant that I've tried to like Lauren Boebert way back when. We gave her money, right? We went to campaign events for her until she actually got elected. Then we weren't invited anymore because we couldn't afford what it cost to get into the party. Yeah, it was a step up. But I mean, we had her on our show when we were at KNUS. I thought she was great, right? Mm-hmm. And she does a lot of great things in Washington, D.C. But for some reason, when it comes to Colorado, she just wants to screw everybody over. There had been, I think Ash will help us work out the actual information about it, but Lauren Boebert knew Tina Peters, right? And Sharonda Bishop, they all knew each other there on the Western Slope. And when Tina Peters, you know, was trying to fight for election integrity and became a whistleblower, Lauren Boebert suddenly was nowhere to be seen about that.
The first wisp of problems, and Boebert was gone. And then for the last 2 years, 3 years, whatever it's been, 4 years, and now that Trump has gotten back on it, she appears in the Jeff with Jeff Hunt saying, "I was the one who caused Trump to do it. I've been her supporter for." What a phony.
Oh, I know.
Fraud.
And same thing, Heidi Genall. I mean, Heidi Genall specifically ignored the whole Tina Peters thing, like a lot of Republicans did, because of the whole election denier thing, right? Tina Peters was kryptonite because Kyle Clark didn't like her, right? And so all of these Republicans avoided her, including so-called grassroots people, Heidi Genall and Lauren Boebert. And all of a sudden, now that, you know, Trump has come out.
My earphones in.
Oh, is somebody?
It's Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
Hi. I just want to say one thing. This Tina Peters, you know, the judges. Trump is going after the judges now in the immigration stuff.
Right.
What would stop him from going after the judge in who sentenced Tina Peters?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not sure what the grounds would be for how he's going to get the DOJ to get her out, but that would be, yeah. I mean, to me, it seems like a clear civil rights.
They'll just investigate the judge. They'll just investigate the judge to death. That's all he's going to do.
Yeah.
I'll let him out.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Jacob. Yeah, I don't know what'll happen there. But again, I do find all of a sudden, now that, you know, Trump is in office and has expressed some interest in Tina Peters, all of a sudden now all these people who have avoided her, who have not helped her.
You got to listen to Jeff Hunt today. And after she got off, boy, she's been the biggest stalwart for Tina Peters, et cetera. And you kind of go, this is disgusting, really. I mean, politics is disgusting.
But this is
particularly disgusting.
As Ash Epp will talk about on Monday, I think there are a lot of people who believe that Lauren Boebert actually probably had information that could have helped Tina in the trial, right? Yeah. Now, whether the judge would have allowed it, who knows? That was such a crooked trial, but wouldn't participate, right?
She wrote a letter to Dan Bongino or Kyle Cash Patel. What good does that do?
Well, and it's been going on for years. Tina Peters has been in prison now for a long time, you know, and it's like, I guess better late than never if it's going to help. But again, to hear these people, it's sort of like with Trent Lisey, to hear these people, you know, say, oh, I was always supporting you, Trent, you know, we're all over the place. And I think it'd be interesting to talk to Mark Hampton. I know we're getting a little in the weeds. There's a lot of weird stuff going on up there in Weld County, I think. And as always, I think it's important to follow the money.
It got weird once Unite Colorado or Unite, you know, a Democratic group decided, you know, we can't win up there, but we sure as hell can muck it up and we'll get all these rhinos elected. And the first one and the most important one is Barb Kirkmeyer.
Right.
And since then, the entire county has gone rhino land. The sheriff, our beloved sheriff, has become a rhino.
He memes.
just Weld County is now a scarlet letter. If you meet somebody off from Weld, no.
hey, listen, that is good. Was there anything else I didn't? The conclave started today, so we'll keep an eye on that too.
Votes have been. Of course, it's all super secret.
It's secret, so no one knows yet. Yeah. Laura Loomer knows. Watch, something's
going to come out. Laura Loomer probably does know.
And I want to read back to a comment. Remember years ago we did the show on the hot, crazy
metric,
right? And Barney said, hey, I think she's hot, and if she's crazy, even better. So, and then Ray Garcia says
she
is gonna
crazy. You've got a beauty there.
And Rays are going to use Dominion.
A date with her.
They're going to use Dominion to count the votes for the new Pope. And then Laura Loomer is going to Loomer one of the Cardinals. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, on Friday, we're taking off, but Hope Shuppelman, who has a great YouTube channel, is going to be filling in for us on Friday. So be sure to tune in and hear her. Otherwise, that'll wrap it up for us today and this Wednesday, John?
That'll wrap it up. Everybody have a great day.